Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law. Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Andrew's in the studio. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ben.
What are we talking about today?
Well, Ben, today we're going to talk a little bit about the transfer taxes. We had the Consumer Price Index release, so we've got some updated numbers regarding the estate tax exemption amount.
Okay.
And the gift tax annual exclusion amount. So we're going to go over those.
They're tied to CPI?
Yeah, they are actually. Yeah. So we'll go through that. And then also I've got an update for everyone regarding the business valuation rules, the 2704 regulations that we mentioned late last year, where there was some regulations that were introduced that were gutting the discounting valuation for family-controlled businesses. Mm-hmm. And so I've got an update with where we stand on that.
Okay, so take notes. There will be a quiz.
That's right. So
every April 15th, there's a quiz.
That's right. A lot of transfer tax news out today. So as far as the estate tax goes, the exemption amount is $5 million. Mm-hmm. That's where we are, but it's indexed to inflation. So the Consumer Price Index was released just this past August, and it appears, Ben, that we're going to jump from 5.49 million, which is where we currently stand, mm-hmm. all the way up to $5.6 million.
Oh, really?
So yeah, okay. So we get a pretty big increase, a $110,000 increase. Keep in mind that if you're husband and wife,
that's per person. So yeah, right.
Yeah,
so
you're going to be up to $11.2 million of assets that you'll be able to transfer down the line. So you know, as we've said many times, really, really good tax environment due to the basis rules. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this just adds to it. This adds to more money that you can pass down generations and not have to incur any estate tax.
Yeah, so very, very few people actually fall under this. But however, if some folks are like around here, they have an old family farm, you know, there's a valuation there they may not have realized.
That's right.
In that range now.
That's right. And then as far as the gift tax goes, mm-hmm. you know, one of the key things that we do is a lot of times we get questions, Ben, well, how much can I give to my child, mm-hmm. you know, and not have to pay tax? Well, because we've got such big estate tax exemption amounts, mm-hmm. usually it's not a taxing issue, mm-hmm. but it is a reporting issue that we have to get into with how much you can give to your child or to another individual. And that number has been $14,000 for the past 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's going up.
Okay.
So now we're going up to $15,000 that you can give to any individual and not have to report the gift.
Effective when?
Effective start of next year.
Okay. Now that's cumulative though in a year, right? It's not
correct.
It's not just a one-time thing.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of times individuals, we get a lot of, you know, grandparents who maybe want to give grandchildren some money. Mm-hmm. You know, what can I do? You know, the short answer is if you want to get it in one chunk, you know, then $15,000 starting next year will be your limit. If you want to give at the end of the year, a lot of times people are interested mm-hmm. during the holiday season in giving chunks of money potentially. You know, you'd be limited to the $14,000 all the way up through the end of 2017.
Right. Okay.
So that's going to be our exemption amounts, and they're going up, you know, so that's a good thing for individuals.
The kid graduates from college or high school, and you give them a car, you got to look out.
Yeah, right? Look out, you know, and then one of the issues that we've mentioned before is that husbands and wife can do what we call gift splitting. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you give, you know, if you write two checks,
right,
then you're going to be just fine because each person can give $15,000. If you do it from one check, you know, then the only issue, Ben, is that you got to file that gift tax return. Mm-hmm. And again, no tax is going to be owed, but it is one of those forms that you have to fill out and go through. So, to avoid reporting requirements, sometimes mm-hmm. there's a way we can structure a transaction to make sure that we're under these annual exclusion limits. And keep in mind, it's a freebie. You get to give it, and then you don't have to worry about even reporting it to the service.
Right.
And as long as, you know, if anyone was ever questioned
same
regarding
the person receiving it.
Yeah, exactly right. So if anyone was ever questioned regarding, oh, why do you have $15,000 going into your bank account? quick answer is it was a gift from my grandmother. It was a gift from, you know, my mother or however it went down, you know, and that would end the inquiry as long as you could prove that it was in fact from that individual. So, you know, good rules there to allow people to transfer wealth as they see fit. And that leads us to 2704.
Okay. All right.
So bear in mind, Ben, that we had these proposed regulations come into effect, in August.
Mm-hmm.
And so the service basically says, okay, we want to curb individuals being able to transfer businesses, down through the generations, either through gifting or through estates. And we don't want to allow them to take advantage of these discounting. And what the two major discounts are: lack of control, meaning that you don't have control of the business, therefore it's worth less.
Right.
You don't get it because you have no decision-making capability. Makes sense. And lack of marketability, meaning that when you have a family-owned business out there, it's not on the NASDAQ. It's not on the Dow Jones.
Right.
It's, I mean, where's the market for it? The market's for who wants to buy into this family business. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times the answer is nobody.
Right.
And the reason for it is because, you know, they don't want to get
in business with somebody else.
With someone else. Yeah. Exactly.
So,
right.
So until that family wants to sell it all.
Exactly right.
So it's not really much of a market.
So not much of a market. So the premise behind, you know, the way that things have been done here over the past several years is that when we transfer an interest in a family controlled entity, we take what the fair market value is and we, you know, discount it down for this lack of control and lack of marketability, and therefore the amount of wealth we're transitioning down gets favorable tax treatment because, you know, we're not going to use as much of the exemption amount, the estate tax exemption amount. You know, we're not going to use as much gift tax exemption amount. So therefore we're able to get, you know, portions of this business transferred down and not have to pay any tax, hopefully,
because some of it, if I'm right here, correct me, of course, is that it can be credited against the estate amount, right?
Yeah.
When you transfer,
correct,
you can be, you know, while you're living, you can credit some of that to what's going to be a future estate dollar.
Yeah. So just an example, let's just say we had a business entity that was fair market value was $1 million. You know, by the time you take the lack of marketability and lack of control, you may only have a $600,000 interest that you're transferring, and therefore you're only eating up $600,000 of your estate tax exemption versus $1 million.
Right.
Now, under these proposed regs, Ben, that would have gone away for the most part. I mean, you know, I told you that they were still being fleshed out, but I mean, in reading the bright line rules of these 2704 regulations, it looked like you took assets minus liabilities and you got a number.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the fair market value of that particular business. And whatever that number ended up being, that was what you were going to be stuck with as far as transfer rates goes. And there wasn't going to be any lack of control, wasn't going to be any lack of marketability taken into effect. It was as if that business was worth the assets minus the liabilities and forget
That's
about
it.
The fact that no one wants to come in and potentially buy that business. And so that was what 2704 practically did. Now there was some, you know, anytime you got the regulations, you've got gray areas, but that was the effect. And that was what, you know, the CPAs and the attorneys and the appraisers and everyone, came out in droves, over 10,000 comments regarding these proposed regulations. There was a hearing on, in December of last year, we had 37 people testified. 36 said, this is a bad idea, IRS. One said, we should, you know, pass these regulations. So, that's where we were. And we were in this gray zone. I mean, cause we were like, we got these proposed regs. What are we going to do? They could take effect early next year. And so last year, you know, we were encouraging our clients who had these businesses. If you're looking to transfer your business, do it now. Because we know right now through the end of the year, we're going to be okay. Your lack of marketability and lack of control discounts are going to be applicable.
So if they were transferring, say seniors transferring to junior, the business, and they do it in during their lifetime, but it can count against what their credit will be once they pass away.
Correct. That's exactly right, Ben. You hit the nail on the head. So you know, last year we were do it now because we don't know what these proposed regulations are going to do. Mm-hmm. Well, flash forward, they said, well, we got so many comments, we're going to keep the proposed, even though we said it's going to take effect January 1 of 2017, let's pump the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just continue to review and see if we can revise these regulations and maybe make everybody happy. Mm-hmm. And then there was some talk in April when President Trump came up with his executive order saying, you know, we need to eliminate regulations.
Right.
You know, we need to do away with burdensome regulations. Mm-hmm. That these 2704 regulations might be one of the first ones to go because they're difficult. I mean, they're not easy to get through. And the IRS kind of came out and said, no. We're going to continue with these regulations.
Right.
And so, you know, we went to the estate planning conference in July and all the estate planners were like, lack of marketability, lack of control. What's the deal? And No one really knew. Well, guess what happened yesterday, Ben?
Mm-hmm.
The IRS announced they're going to withdraw in its entirety the 2704 regulations.
Mm-hmm.
So good news for family business owners. You now are going to be able to take advantage of lack of marketability, lack of control. So if you're interested in transitioning down these businesses, either through gifting or under your estate, these discount valuations are going to be allowed at the present time. So we're back in a mode, Ben. Back in a mode, Ben, where, you know, if you're interested in doing this, now might be the time because you never know when the service may decide again, you know, and they've already got these proposed regulations drafted. So it wouldn't be very hard for them to have a new administration or some other entity come in and decide, hey, let's go push back these regulations again.
Are there commonly used formulations for that lack of control and lack of marketability?
Yeah, that's a good question. And yes, there are. I mean, typically, you know, it's not the wild, wild west. You don't want to say, okay, well, you know, this thing's worth 90% less than what it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you want to stay within the guidelines. And typically, you know, it's around 20% the valuation discounts.
Okay. Again, if you need to find out more about your own tax life, you want to call on the folks at Harvell and Collins and specifically talk with Andrew, you can email him, afoster@harvellandcollins.com, and call for that appointment at 726-9050, 1107 Bridges Street in Morehead City. It brings you Life and Taxes every Thursday.